This is a little podcast about tribalism in cryptocurrency. This is Mike Adams here, the founder of the show Decentralized.tv with my co-host Todd Pittner. And one of the things that we talked about in episode one is how private digital money is for everyone. And even on the show, we reiterated that we do not exclude anybody because of their political beliefs or their gender or their identity or their religion or their skin color or country of origin or whatever. Because we believe private digital money is for everyone. And we believe that privacy is a fundamental human right that everyone deserves to have, regardless of their orientation or identity or whatever. Doesn't mean I agree with all those things in other people, but I don't have to. Private digital money, technology, peer-to-peer content publishing, it's for everyone. Everyone on planet Earth and maybe beyond. But I've learned that there is a lot of tribalism in the crypto space, which probably isn't surprising. It's a basic human trait, it seems. You know, you see it in sports competitions, you see it in business, you see it in governments, wars. And what a lot of people don't yet realize, and we're going to take this to a much higher level here, is that the tribalism, the wars, the conflict is all based on ideas of scarcity. Scarcity, oh, not having enough. Oh, we don't have enough oil. We have to invade this other country and take their oil. Or in the crypto space, oh, we don't have enough popularity or daily trade volume on our coin, so we got to bash all these other coins and make people come to our coin. You know, this kind of small-minded thinking. The truth is, there's more than enough abundance for everybody on the planet. We don't need to live under disease or starvation, scarcity, famine, poverty, nothing. We already have the solutions, by the way. This is a much bigger picture concept. The thing is, it's the governments of the world that are engineering scarcity, creating wars, creating famine, geoengineering weapons, creating famine, crop failures, weather weaponization. It's the alarmism about climate change, which is a giant hoax, in order to try to control people and create fear and scarcity. It's all a giant psyop, okay? And even in the crypto space, almost nobody has yet heard of private digital money. I mean, most people have heard of Bitcoin. Most people still don't use it. And very few people have heard of privacy coins, like Monero or otherwise. And so the potential growth in these areas is, you know, I mean, just imagine if 5% of the world's population began using private digital money instead of central bank digital currencies, which is a surveillance grid system. Or what if 10% of the people in the world used it? You know, it would be a game changer. So I wanted to set out some ground rules for the show, Decentralized TV, in terms of tribalism or discrimination or who we're willing to talk to and who we're not. Look, the primary criteria, and I'm sure Todd agrees with me on this, my co-host, is that we want to talk about technology that works, technology that protects your privacy, technology that is secure, that has liquidity, on-ramps, off-ramps, all these things, so that you can use it and protect your privacy. It's nobody's business what you're buying. It's nobody's business who your suppliers are, if you're a business. You know, your right to financial privacy, it's understood in society today. You don't run around telling everybody in your office what your salary is, for example, or you don't post your bank account balance on the front door of your house just so people can drive by and see it and decide who to rob. You know, financial privacy is a normal thing. So we're here to look at tech that works. And we're not making the show political, but there are projects that tend to be more liberal that are out there that themselves may not want to come on the show because our principles are aligned with, well, frankly, privacy and autonomy, and these tend to be conservative ideas. Frankly, just humanitarian ideas, common sense ideas. You know, conservatism is actually common sense. Leftism or Marxism is this idea that government should control you and surveil you and take everything you earn and redistribute it to other people. And I don't know why anybody in the crypto space would be aligned with leftism in any way whatsoever, especially since it's Democrats that are at war with crypto. You know, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden. I mean, think about the Democrats that have said how bad crypto is and how they want to get rid of it and force everybody into a central bank digital currency system. And it might take time, but eventually, anybody still suffering under the illusion that Democrats will support your right to privacy or to keep what you earn, or that they won't come confiscate your earnings, you're in for a rude awakening, folks. The Democrats are opposed to privacy. They want to surveil you. They want to control you. They want to confiscate your money. They want you to have no human rights whatsoever, not even the right to do what you wish with your own money. This is a fundamental principle that separates Democrats from Republicans or conservatives in America. Nevertheless, we're not making these discussions, you know, raw political discussions, a pivot point of the show. Rather, we start with the presumption that all human beings deserve privacy and that privacy is a basic human right. And how Democrats or conservatives happen to align on that issue, well, that's up to them. I'm just observing that Democrats don't believe in your right to privacy, typically speaking, and they are at war with cryptocurrency. So just think about that. The other thing is, it's worth mentioning, I'm not going to promote or interview people from projects that are overtly pushing some kind of cult agenda like transgenderism, which is a cult. The trans cult lunatics who need some help, mass mental illness, indoctrinating children, grooming, and child mutilations, none of that is welcome on the show. So if there's any crypto project out there that, changes its logo to the cult rainbow flag and starts pushing, you know, chemical castrations of children, you will not be invited to the show. We might mock you, actually, on the show for being stupid. Because why would you build technology and then try to wrap it around a child-mutilating cult and think that anybody would accept it? You know, the vast majority of the people around the world, not just in America, but everywhere, the vast majority of people oppose the LGBT cult, the trans cult in particular, the child grooming in particular. And this is true of black people, white people, Asian people, Muslim people, Hindu people, you name it. I mean, everybody all around the world wants to protect children from the trans cult. So any project that aligns itself with a trans cult is basically saying that they're a bunch of pedophiles, which maybe there will be, like a pedo coin at some point, but pedo coin won't be welcome on the show. Just saying. No pedo coins. At the same time, if trans people want to have private digital money, we think that trans people have the same right to it as everybody else, you see? See, we don't discriminate against trans people using the tech and benefiting from this technology, because again, we believe that everybody has the right to this technology. So we don't discriminate against trans, but we're not going to take part in pushing some kind of cult-like agenda that targets and mutilates children. You know, just to be clear, that's where we stand. Now, I'm speaking for myself right now. I imagine that the co-host of the show, Todd Pittner, I think he agrees with me on this, but let him speak for himself. The bottom line is, we're not making this show about politics. It's not about that. It is about private solutions, peer-to-peer solutions, decentralized living, as I say. And to the extent that those solutions can uplift people and set people free and allow people to keep more of what they earn and allow more abundance worldwide, because we're escaping the control grid of centralized systems. You know, centralization breeds scarcity, inefficiency, terror, fear. You know, big government, big media, big tech, censorship, all of it. To the extent that we can escape that and reclaim personal sovereignty, just control over our own lives, then we will all be better off. We will all have the ability to tap into universal abundance and also, frankly, universal progress for humanity. I know that term has been hijacked to some extent by the left, but you know, we do need to make progress on our planet, and we've got to get away from these centralized control systems in order for humanity to have any kind of real future. So that's what this is about. Check out all the episodes at decentralized.tv. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of the show. Take care.